Om Shanti, Baba Sakar Murli, 20th January 2023. Essence, sweet children, you are instruments for establishing peace. Therefore, you have to remain very, very peaceful. Let it remain in your intellects that you are the Father's adopted children and are therefore brothers and sisters. Question. Whom would you call fully surrendered and what would indicate that? Answer. Fully surrendered ones are those whose intellects are aware that they are being sustained by the godly mother and father. They say, Baba, all of this is yours. You sustain us. Even though some may have jobs, they understand that everything is for Baba. They continue to help the father, and it is through this that the entire business of such a big sacrificial fire continues and that everyone is sustained from it. Such children are those with surrendered intellects. Together with that, in order to claim a high status, you also have to study and teach others. While doing everything for the livelihood of your body, you have to remember the unlimited mother and father in every breath. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. This song is of praise. In fact, all the praise is of God, the highest on high, whom you children know. Everyone in the whole world comes to know through the children that he is our mother and father. You are now sitting in the family with the mother and father. Shri Krishna cannot be called the mother and father. Even if Radhe is with him, they still cannot be called the mother and father because they are a prince and princess. There is this mistake in the scriptures. This unlimited father now tells you the essence of all the scriptures. At this time, only you children are personally sitting in front of him, and even though some children are far away, they too are listening. They know that the mother and father is telling them the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world and is showing them the way to have constant happiness. This is exactly like a home. A few children are here and many are outside. This is the mouth-born new creation of Brahma, whereas that is an old creation. You children know that Baba has come to make you constantly happy. Physical parents also bring up a child and take him to school. Here, the unlimited father is teaching us and also sustaining us. You children now have no one except the one. The mother and father also understand that you are his children. In a worldly family, there would be 10 to 15 children, out of whom 2 or 3 would be married. All of you sitting here are Baba's children. All children that are to be created are to be created through the lotus mouth of Brahma. Later, no more children will be created because everyone has to return home. This one is the adopted mother who is an instrument. These are very wonderful matters. It is certain that the children of a poor person would know that his father is poor, and that the child of a wealthy father would know that his father is wealthy. There are many mothers and fathers. Here, that one is the mother and father of the whole world. All of you know that you have been adopted through this one's mouth. That one is our mother and father from beyond. He comes into the old world when people are very, very unhappy. You children know that you have been adopted by that mother and father from beyond. All of us are brothers and sisters. We have no other relationship. So, you brothers and sisters should be very sweet, royal, knowledgeful, peaceful, and blissful. Since you are establishing peace, you have to remain very peaceful. The intellects of you children know that you are the adopted children of the Father from beyond. You have come from the Supreme Abode. That one is Dada, the grandfather. This Dada, that is Brahma, means the senior brother. Those who are fully surrendered would understand that they are being sustained by the godly parent. Baba, all of this is yours. You are sustaining us. Everyone is sustained by the children who have completely surrendered themselves. Even though some may have jobs, they understand that everything is for Baba, and so they continue to help the father. Otherwise, how would the business of the yajna continue? A king and queen are also called mother and father, but they are still physical parents. It is said, queen mother, king father. This one is unlimited. You children know that you are sitting with the mother and father. You children also know that to the extent you study and teach others, you will accordingly claim a high status. Together with that, you also have to perform actions for the livelihood of your bodies. This Dada is elderly. Shiv Baba would never be called old or young. He is incorporeal. You also know that the incorporeal father has adopted our souls. Then there is this Brahma in the corporeal form. We souls say that the father has made us belong to him. Then, as you come down, you would say that you brothers and sisters have made Brahma belong to you. Shiv Baba says, you have become my mouth-born creation through Brahma. Brahma also says, you have become my children. The intellects you Brahmins know, in every breath, that is, one is your father, and that one is your grandfather. You remember your grandfather even more than your father. Those people fight with their fathers in order to claim their property from their grandfather. You too have to try to claim a greater inheritance than the father does from the grandfather. When Baba asks, all of you say that you will marry Narayan. Some new ones who used to come couldn't remain pure and would not raise their hands. They would say that Maya is very powerful. They could not say that they would marry Sri Narayan or Sri Lakshmi. When Baba is personally speaking to you, your mercury of happiness rises so high. When your intellects are refreshed, you experience intoxication. Then some of you are able to keep that intoxication permanently, whereas it decreases in others. You have to remember the unlimited father. You have to remember your 84 births and also the kingdom of the rulers of the globe. Those who don't believe this will not be able to remember Baba. Bab Dada then understands that although they say Baba, Baba, they don't truly remember him. They are not worthy of marrying Lakshmi or Narayan. Their activity is such. The father knows what is inside everyone and understands the intellect of everyone. Here, it is not a matter of the scriptures. The father came and taught you Raj Yoga, and that is called the Gita. Those of smaller religions create their own scriptures and they continue to study them. Baba has not studied the scriptures. He says, children, I have come to show you the path to heaven. Just as you came bodiless, so you have to return bodiless. You have to shed your bodies and all the karmic accounts of your bodies because bodies cause sorrow. If you have an illness and you aren't able to go to class, that is a bondage of the body. You need a very good and powerful intellect for this. First of all, there has to be the faith that Baba truly does create heaven, but that is now hell. When a person dies, people say that he has gone to heaven. Therefore, he must surely have been in hell. You understand this now because you have heaven in your intellects. Baba explains to you in new ways every day. So, this has sat in your intellects very well. Our mother and father is unlimited. Therefore, first of all, your intellects have to go completely up above. You would then say, at this time, Baba is in Abu. People go on a pilgrimage to the Badrinath temple, that is, Lord who transforms, which is high up. guides take you there. Badrinath himself doesn't come to take you there. People become guides. Here, Shiv Baba himself comes from the Supreme Abode. He says, O souls, you have to shed those bodies and go to the land of Shiva. You definitely have to remember the target that you have to go to. It is not possible that Badrinath, idol, would come into a living form and take you children back with him. He is a resident of this place. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, says, I am the resident of the Supreme Abode. I have come to take you back to the Supreme Abode. Krishna cannot say this. Rudra Shiv Baba says, the sacrificial fire of knowledge has been created. Rudra has been mentioned in the Gita too. That spiritual father says, remember me. The father teaches you the pilgrimage in such a clever way so that when destruction takes place, you souls will shed your bodies and go directly to the father. Then pure souls will need pure bodies, but that can only happen when the world is new. Now all souls will return with Baba like a swarm of mosquitoes, and this is why he is also called the boatman. This is because he takes you across from this ocean of poison to that side. Shri Krishna cannot be called the boatman. The Father himself takes you from this world of sorrow to a world of happiness. This Bharat was the land of Vishnu, the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the land of Ravan. You should show a picture of Ravan. You have to use the pictures a great deal. As are you souls, so too is the soul of Baba. It is just that previously you didn't have knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge. Those who don't know the creator or creation are called ignorant, that is, without knowledge. Those who come to know the creator and creation from the creator are said to be knowledgeable. You receive this knowledge here, not in the golden age. Those people say that God is the master of the world. People remember that master. However, it is actually Lakshmi and Narayan who become the masters of the world. Incorporeal Shiv Baba doesn't become the master of the world. Therefore, you have to ask them, is that master incorporeal or corporeal? The incorporeal one cannot be the master of the corporeal world. He is the master of Brahmand. He comes and makes the impure world pure. He himself doesn't become the master of the pure world. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who become the masters of that, and it is the Father who makes them that. These are very deep matters, and they have to be understood. When we souls reside in the Brahma element, we are masters of Brahmand. The king and queen would say that they are the masters of Bharat, and so their people would also say that they are masters. They live there too. In the same way, the Father is a master of Brahmand, and we too are masters. Baba comes and creates the new human world. He says, I don't want to rule this world. I don't become a human being. I take this body on loan. I teach you Raj Yoga in order to make you into the masters of the world. According to how much effort you make, so you will accordingly claim a high status. You mustn't miss anything in this. A teacher would teach everyone. If many students pass the examination, the teacher would be glorified, and he would also receive a lift, that is promotion, from the government. It is the same here. To the extent that you study well, so you will receive a good status. The parents would also be very happy. When students pass their exams, their parents distribute sweets. Here, you distribute sweets every day. Then, when you pass your examination, golden flowers will be showered on you. It isn't that the flowers will fall on you from the sky, but that you will become the masters of the golden palaces. Here, people have golden flowers made in order to praise someone, and they shower that person with those flowers. For instance, the king of Darbanga was very wealthy. When his son went abroad, he, the king, threw a party and spent a lot of money. He had golden flowers made and had them showered on everyone. It cost him a great deal, and his name was glorified. They used to say, "Look how the people of Bharat waste their money. You yourself will go and live in golden palaces. You should have so much intoxication." The father says, "Simply remember me and the cycle and your boat will go across. This is so easy. You children are living moths. Baba is the living flame. You say that our kingdom is now to be established. The true Baba has now come to give you the fruit of your devotion. Baba himself has told you how he comes and creates the new world of Brahmins. I definitely have to come. You children know that you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris and are the grandchildren of Shiv Baba. This is a wonderful family. Look how the sapling of the deities is being planted. This is clear in the picture of the tree. You are sitting down below. You children are so fortunate. The most beloved father sits here and explains to you. I have come to liberate you children from the chains of Ravan. Ravan has made you diseased." The father says, "Now remember me, that is, remember Shiv Baba. Through this, your light will be ignited. You will then be able to fly. Maya has broken everyone's wings. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada." The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, "Padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti."
Essence for Dharna. 1. In order to make your intellect good and powerful, remain detached from any bondage of your body while in your body. Practice being bodiless. Even at a time of illness, stay in remembrance of the father. 2. You have become the children of the mother and father from beyond, and you must therefore become very, very sweet, royal, peaceful, knowledgeful, and blissful. You have to stay in peace and establish peace. Blessing. May you be a highest being who follows the highest codes of conduct and together with being spiritual, also be playful and entertaining. Some children joke and tease others a lot and consider that to be playful and entertaining. Generally, the virtue of being entertaining and playful is considered to be good. However, it is being playful in a way that is appropriate for the person, time, gathering, place and atmosphere that is good. If, out of all of those things, even one of them is not right, then being entertaining and playful in such situations would be considered wasteful. You would then receive a certificate of being someone who makes others laugh a lot but who also speaks too much. This is why laughing and teasing others is good when there is spirituality, in that the other soul benefits from it. Let your words be within limits, within the boundary, and you would then be said to be a highest being following the highest codes of conduct. Slogan: in order to be constantly healthy, increase your spiritual power. Om Shanti.